Newsbeat. It's LBS News. Welcome to the English Newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.
It's exactly 2 p.m. the 18th day in the month of July 2023. Good afternoon, our dear listener. Welcome for our news in English, and now we take a look at the top stories. Pania deputy RDC released after 2 weeks in prison. Also, Moriad Nandala accused of mismanaging FDC. Lastly, Sudan's RSF takes control of South Darfur town. These and many more. The news in full detail. My name is Priscilla Awidiola. The embattled deputy resident district commissioner of Kwania district has been set free after spending more than 2 weeks in prison for assault. Jonga Jacob was arrested on the 25th of June 2023 for allegedly assaulting Akulu Julian, the resident district commissioner of Alepsong district. Jonga allegedly committed the crime at Gulu University main library in Gulu City during a meeting organized by the Operation Wealth Creation Secretariat. According to the Gulu Chief Magistrate Barije, Saida Jonga was set free after mutual agreements with the complainants. In a written statement, Jonga asked for forgiveness, which was duly accepted and signed by Akulu, the complainant, and the resident state attorney. Well, problem for Jonga started when the RDCs were divided according to sub-regions for a discussion of optimal land used in the region. However, when the session was on, Jonga was not in sight, and Barbara Ketch, the RDC of Dokolo, was sent to search for him. This is said to have angered Jonga, who in the evening accused the Ketch of witch hunting him. It took the intervention of the deputy dean of RDCs and later the whip of Lango, George Abdul, to calm him down. Oguti said the problem climaxed when the RDC of Aleptong, Julian Akulu, advised the LC5 chairperson of Kwania to talk to Jonga about the unbecoming behavior, and Jonga assaulted her. He was later arrested, charged with assault, and remanded to Gulu Central Prisons. According to the Penal Code Act, Section 255, any person who unlawfully assaults, commits a misdemeanor, and is liable to a 1 year imprisonment upon conviction. A section of women in Katsuki District has shown interest in engaging in a stiff competition with the Vice President Alupo Jessica for the position of Woman Member of Parliament in the upcoming 2026 elections. Honorable Aruko Taviola Dome, the former Woman Member of Parliament for Katsuki, broke her silence on the 17th of July 2023 during the burial of Musei James Ipagit at Lapam Sub-County. She stated that she has organized her campaign and will begin actively campaigning next month. Akuru further added that this campaign would be the easiest she has ever been a part of, as she will be competing with her fellow sisters for the Woman Member of Parliament race. Both Viola Kurut and Vice President Jessica Lupo contributed 200,000 shillings each towards supporting the family of the deceased. Stella Guti from the FDC will also be participating in the race alongside many other women who are said to be organizing their campaigns. Elsewhere, a section of Senior Forum for Democratic Change party leaders have accused the party president Patrick Amuriat Oboy and Secretary General Nathan Adala Mafabi of mismanaging the party. This was revealed in a consultative meeting organized by FDC National Council at the Sharing Hall Inn in Zambia under the theme of redirecting FDC to its core mission to discuss the internal challenges the party is facing. Also, the convener of the meeting, the FDC party spokesperson, and Chira Municipality Member of Parliament Ibrahim Semujungandas started off by telling members about the accountability gaps in the party and the planned internal elections. Semuju says the money was brought to the party by Nandala and that one of the recipients was the party president Patrick Oboy Amuriat. He says the suspicious money was used to buy, among others, new cars from Makwapa Motors. The allegations regarding the mysterious funding led the FDC National Executive Committee to establish a committee led by former Kagoma Member of Parliament Dr. Frank Nabwiso to investigate the matter. As the members await a report on the money, the party announced that they would conduct their internal elections on the 17th of July 2023, but Semuju and others, including the Kampala Lord Mayor Arias Lukwago and Francis Mwejure, the Bujuru Member of Parliament, and others opposed the process. When they contested the move, the elections were postponed to the 21st of July. But Semuju and other members of the National Executive Committee are still opposing to the process. The National Council is scheduled to sit next week on the 28th of July 2023 at the party headquarters in Nanjangkumbi. Lastly, the paramilitary force fighting against the army in Sudan has taken control of a town in South Darfur, with further reports of human rights abuses. Clashes between rapid support forces and the army have forced several thousand families to flee to the town of Kars. There are reports of RSF fighters looting and destroying government buildings and markets. Since the war broke out in mid-April, non-Arab communities across Darfur have been targeted by the RSF and allied Arab militias. Heavy fighting is continuing in the capital, Khartoum, and several other areas of the regional and international mediation efforts to continue to end the conflict. Also, a similar pattern of ethnic violence took place 2 decades ago when militias were deployed to crush a rebellion. That war left around 300,000 people dead. We take a look at the top stories one more time. Fania deputy RDC released after 2 weeks in prison. Amaria Tanandala accused of mismanaging FDC. Sudan's RSF takes control of South Darfur town. This is all we had for you this afternoon. Many thanks. Up next is a youth corner with Chizito. Enjoy your day.
That was the English newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.